Seattleites Yuri Desi and Pujo Parier say they're tired of racist comments. The two women of color want to speak up whenever they hear one, but they're worried about being labeled as an angry black woman.
You always say that whoever created that was a genius because genius. It really, like, I feel like in situations where I'm being attacked or, like, just like when someone's just being racist, I can't really fully express my feelings because I don't want to look like an angry black woman. So it's like, how do
it's
I
like
address
a cycle.
This? Right. Like, how do I address this without
getting
like an angry
look
black
how
woman?
You like saying like, oh, here we go again.
So I have a coworker who said a lot of like microaggressions. Mm-hmm. So I remember he would say things like something about me eating fried chicken and like drinking Kool-Aid. I was like, yeah, I mean, I do like those too. I'm not going to lie, but that's not all I eat. And I knew it was stemming from like stereotypes. I have this other coworker who thinks that I know every black person on campus, which I wish I did, but I don't. And he's like, oh, do you know so-and-so? No, I've never met that person in my life. There's just little teeny things, right? And then the big boom, like the big drop where I was like really shook. Was when I was like, I was sitting on the fridge. It was close to closing time. And so restaurant was dead. So we're just chilling in the back talking. And everything was okay until he was like, he's a manager. By the way, this is kind of gives you context. He was like, can you go clean this part of the restaurant? I was like, I was just messing around. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it later. Even though I was going to do it. And then he was like, yeah, go clean it like your ancestors did.
It's
just
so
thinking about
that
it
we
makes
could laugh
me
about
so
it,
mad. Like, no, I like literally get heated because this is why I get mad. Because I wish I went off. But first of all, I was in a professional setting, so I couldn't. Second of all, goes back to the whole angry black woman. Like, I don't want to look like that person. So I had to really be calm and collect. And this is just me, but it takes me a minute to process. So I really was like, whoa, wait, did this just happen? So by the time I processed stuff, I can't really, like, it's almost like too late for me to really say anything. So I was heated. I was like, I was never colonized. I'm Ethiopian American, so Ethiopia was never colonized. So my ancestors weren't slaves, but even if they were, I was just
mad. I mean,
he's
referring to you as a black person.
Yeah, exactly.
Not you as an African.
Exactly. He was ignorant in that sense. But then at the same time, the fact that he even would dare to say something like that, something as bold, like, it just made me so mad. I was like, don't ever disrespect me like that again. Don't ever say anything like that again. You just crossed the line.
When you try to tell someone, like, what you just said is racist, they fly off the wall. They're like,
like, was it not racist?
I'm not racist.
I'm confused.
I'm not. Because, like, they really think I'm talking about their character. I'm talking about that comment that you just said. That was racist. Yeah. When someone's telling you something, it's not an attack on, like, everything that you are and who you are. Like, it just ends the conversation. Like, I don't even want, like, I refuse to even, like, I'll correct you if you're going crazy. But, like, sometimes things aren't worth it. Like, I'm just, like, I'm not even going to bother because I know how you're going to react. You're going to get crazy. So I can't. I just can't deal with it.
That was Pujo Parier and Yuri Desi. They were interviewed in Seattle by the University of Washington Center for Communication, Difference, and Equity. The interview is provided courtesy of StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. www.storycorps.org.